This episode is brought to you by Bobby Talking Ish.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everyone, to number 3 of Bobby Talking Ish. I am one half of the machine, B.O.B., Bobby, Bobito Fresh. The other half of the machine, who makes it all come together, is your man, and my man, Ish. What's good, cousin? What's going on?
You already know, half man, half amazing, man. Peace and blessings to all. Hope everybody's all right, you know. And, you know, let's get this shit popping, man. We're going right to it early, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, listen, I know you had a lot of things on your mind, bro. So let the people know, all the listeners, we want to thank you for joining us. So Ish, man, what's on your mind about the MLB, man? What's going on with us? What's happening? What are we doing?
Right now, we all the pawns right now. The owners are playing chess. They are making all the power moves. And the players, they ran out of options. They struck out. They should have took a proposal when it was settled, and they didn't do that. Now, they gave up. They threw the white flag. For now, because you know when the CBA come around, They're gonna bring that out. Like, listen, we saved the game. You know, we took it on the chin and we stepped. So they're gonna bargain next year. So, but the owners won this round without a doubt. You know, they're gonna get everything they want now. They're gonna probably get a 50-plus game schedule, a lot of playoff games, because that's where the money's at. And they got them, man. They were playing chess and they outsmarted them. You know.
Yeah, I understand that too. But at the same time, what I just recently learned is that Rob Manfred, well, I didn't just find this out. I knew this from Jump Street.
Of course you did, baby. You're like a baseball fucking savant, my guy.
Well, you know me, bro. I'm I'm G.I. Joe, bro. So listen, Rob Manfred was a labor lawyer for the owners back in 94 when a strike came about. So this guy knows what he's doing about this stuff, man. He's trying to pull strings and pull this and pull that. But at the same time, I don't like this guy. But the players are acting real bougie, man. They're real bougie. You know, because we touched on this last week on our last podcast, episode number 2. You know what I mean? So where they're killing dreams of everyone, of these guys that come up, their entire life is baseball. That's all they know is baseball. Now they have McDonald's, you know, no shade to McDonald's, but they're doing, how can I help you? What's your order, please? You know what I mean? That's what they're doing.
Wow.
So that's what kills me about these dudes, because you and I played baseball growing up. You know, our dream was to be a baseball player growing up. You know what I'm saying? And most of our listeners, too. You know what I mean? So the thing in my head is like, yo, you're killing mad dreams, man. That's all you're doing. You're killing dreams. All you're doing is killing dreams because you don't want to settle on some dumb shit.
That's true.
You know?
Man.
You know? And now Rob Manfred, who is the lawyer, he's a lawyer, but he's a commissioner. But it's the same fucking thing, bro.
You said the key shit, lawyer. So he know all the tricks, B. He know all the tricks. Think about this. When that 94, that strike shit, what saved baseball? They don't want to say it, but the steroids saved the game. They benefited from that shit. When they were Sosa and fucking McGuire went for that run, then Barry got involved. How much money you think them stadiums were packed, my guy?
You know what I watched today? I'm saying
of
like
course.
This.
I watched a
home run derby. I watched a home run derby with Maguire and Sosa from 1999. I watched a home run derby today because why? That's all I got. That's all I got. Just like you and just like our listeners. That's all we got. That's all we got. And it's a shame, bro.
That's my point, though. You got people, you got sports across the world out playing. They've been playing for a minute, you know, and even if they have a little hiccup, the game continues, they got protocol. I just think all these shenanigans was all bullshit from the owners, all this That was all charades and masks.
Did you just say shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
That's what you said, huh? Yeah, my man. All right, good. Yeah. Good word.
You don't think so? You don't think so?
No, good word. Good word. My man, they were shaking him.
They were shaking him, bro. They took Tony Clark. They took Tony Clark. And they wiped the floor with him. They got to get a new player rep. He is soft and he's cookies. We need somebody gangster. Like, let's see who be a good player rep. Ooh. A good player rep. Let's see who's a good player rep, I think.
Reggie Jackson.
Well, Mike Trout's a player. Reggie's a little too controversial. He's a little too out there. He'll say some slick shit.
And then the Yankees got to cap him.
But he got a job.
You know, that's why. You know,
some shit like that, like that could have been up to Cal Ripken or somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Cal Ripken would have held that shit down.
Chipper Jones.
Chipper. I like Chipper.
That's your best friend, too. That's your best friend. It's a Met fan.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Of course, shots fired. I hear you. But yo, with this short season, you think Cole's going to be a beast or he's going to be soft like cookies? You hear me? What you think?
That's for short season.
He's only going to get 10 starts. 10 starts, kid.
Bro, like I told you before, man, listen. The Cy Young Award is going to be won by reliever. And they're going to be...
They probably won't even give one out this year. They'll be like, question mark.
Ooh. You know what? Listen to me. I got a question for you.
Hit me.
If we do play, I pray to God we do play.
They're going to play. There's too much money to be made if they're going to play.
All right, but check it. If someone does hit 400, right?
Yeah.
Whoever it is. Do you count it?
No.
That's my question to you. Do you count it or not?
No. It can't get. Let's say he bats 499 in Britain. Would you just say, during the pandemic we had a shortened season. He batted 500 because it was a shortened season.
Right.
Because if you know if they play 162, that average is not going to stay up there.
Right.
You know what I mean, don't get me wrong. He probably put a good run in it, but. $4.99 is serious. You know what I'm saying? That's two hits every game. No questions about it.
No, but that's my point to you, too. You know what I'm saying? Like Jeter batted, you know, like 210 in, like, June. And then July came around, and he was, like, on fire. You know what I mean?
But so, you said something that's going to be very, very important. Watch those slow starters this year. How long do you go with them? You know, if it's 20 games right in and he's still batting $1.95 at the interstate, what you do?
Yes,
do you make a move or what happens then? Because think about it. Everybody got a shot. Unless you lose 10 or 12 in a row, everybody got a shot.
I mean, listen, pitches are shut down. Let's just put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Pitches are shut down right now. They're done. You're only pitching 3 innings or 4 innings or 5 innings the most. And that's it.
That's early on because everybody's getting game shape ready. But think about this. This probably be a season that you might let Cole pitch a whole game. You know what I mean? It's your short season.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
They won't risk it.
Nope.
That's the franchise, basically. They just gave him almost 400 mil. So they got to watch that investment.
Yo, his life is there. That's it. He's a lifelong Yankee.
The funny shit was, y'all drafted him before.
Yeah.
And I think the numbers were not right, and he chose to go back to school or some shit.
No, he did. He said, I'm good. I'm going back to the Bruins.
And I think, UCLA, to be honest, I think that was it.
I think
that's a nice little format for the young kids growing up, that what he did, you know, that's a nice setup. You saw he went back to school and look at the money he got out now.
Yo, right now, man, listen, the kids coming up, man, you got to watch what you're doing, man. You got to watch what you're doing for the kids. These kids coming up, you got to watch what you're doing. Because you cannot.
And I want to say one thing.
Of the pandemic.
Check it out. I know the Major League Draft ain't getting no shine. But what the Major League Baseball did, that shit was a disgrace,
that's
yo.
That's horrible, bro.
It's not even, not the players or not the way it was because of the virtual shit. That shit was like, the fact that they only had five rounds, they couldn't make that shit 30 rounds. You know all the players that got left out of that shit?
Yo, I'm going to cut you off.
That's some bullshit.
Yo, I'm going to cut you off real quick. My thing is this. Manfred should have came up first overall pick But I want to start by saying this. We are playing baseball this year. This is what we're doing this year. This is what we're doing. We are playing baseball in 2020. This is our platform. This is what we're doing. We are having baseball. Now with the first pick, the Tigers pick Torkelson, who is a beast, by the way. But
he's a beast.
You know what I mean? So, like, Manfred is I don't know what he's doing, man. I'm at a loss for words.
I know exactly what he's doing. He's trying to make sure the owners get what they want.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? Of course.
That's his
job. He works for them.
His job is not to appease the players. If you think about it, a lot of players ain't feeling him because he's changing the game so much. Hear this out. Why nobody's saying let's change golf? Golf is 5 hours, and that shit is boring as hell. Ain't nobody saying,
but golf is live. Golf is live. We had a tournament today. Golf is live.
No.
They on today.
No,
they
I
on
know.
Today.
No,
but that's
I know,
what I'm saying.
I know, but my point, like, why it's can't... 5 hours, and nobody bitches.
You're right. That's
meanwhile,
I agree with you.
It's 3+ hours, and they want to make it hours.
You hear me clapping? I'm clapping right now. You hear me clapping, right?
Somebody got to say this shit.
Word up.
You know, I take y'all to different levels, bro. My vision is crazy. This is not just no normal shit. This is Bobby talking-ish. You go get a lot of good shit here.
Hey,
girl.
Bro, I seen it. Like, at 27, I seen it. Believe it. Ooh, bring it back. Nah. So I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, we're doing with the good, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, the season, when it starts, you know, it starts off with a bang. You know, all the nice players put up the numbers.
Absolutely.
And along the way, you get a couple of sleepers. You know what I'm saying?
So now my next question to you is this.
What's up? All right,
so out of the major sport, so we got baseball, we got basketball, we got football, and we got, if you want to call it hockey. Yeah, hockey too.
You got to put hockey, man. We're dissing them,
no,
man.
I don't.
Mad respect to hockey.
Bro, I love hockey.
And they do it. And none of them talk about money. So I'm feeling them. 1,000%. But continue, my son.
Bro, I love hockey. You just call me my son. Don't even call me my son again.
You took a shot
yo,
on me.
Yo, all the people out there, y'all know it's good. But anyway, so look, we got baseball, we got basketball, we got football, and we got hockey, right? The 5 major sports.
And soccer, and UFC, and let's throw in golf, they out there. So
by the way, great point, man. MMA's back, boxing is back.
You gotta give them love.
There's an actual fight on Thursday, and I just say it, I don't want to plug them. I ain't trying to plug nobody, but it's on ESPN. It's gonna be a good ass fight, man. Y'all gotta check it out. But anyway,
so
point is this, and I lost what I was gonna say. But
you was talking about five major sports. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So there's big names in all these sports, right? You agree, correct. Right? What sport cannot afford not to have big names in it? You dig what I'm saying, right?
I got you. And I'm going to tell you right off the rip, it's the NBA.
Oh, my man. You got it right there. That's it.
The NBA.
That's it. Because the players run the league. That's what I'm saying. So
Check it out. Not to cut you off. They're doing that with a salary cap, G. That's to show you this league is with a salary cap and they still run by the league. The
Right. That's what I'm saying. So if LeBron James says, if King James says, yeah, I don't want to play, I'm done with this.
It's over.
Goodbye. Good night. Give you a kiss and that's it.
Nah, they'll
go to sleep.
Come up with a fake test. They'll come up with a fake COVID test and that shit shut down.
Ooh.
That's what happened. You know how these owners do. These owners are smart as hell.
Yeah,
these crooked lawyers. They got all the schemes and shit. Come on, man. These guys, y'all want to make meals. They into making billions with They ain't into all the little bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Every franchise, including baseball, the only franchise that are not in the billions is the Marlins. Because of whatever reason. And that's facts, bro. Y'all can look it up. I could tell you why. Tell me why.
Because the Marlins, the last 20 years, they were already on that COVID-19 social distancing. Nobody shows up, bro. They haven't been going to that field. That shit be empty.
That's 20 years ago, though. That's 20 years ago.
It don't matter. It's still empty to this day.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my point. My point is they don't draw a crowd. I'm agreeing with you. There's too much shit to do in Florida.
I'm agreeing with you.
They go to Walt Disney. They're on a beach. Nobody trying to stay there. Yeah.
They go on a sunset and morning to go watch a game. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
And let me put you on. I'm going to give them props because they won their chips. You know what I'm saying? But what happened when they won their chips? They traded everybody away.
That's my next point. That's my next point, bro.
How many stars left from there? They end up having Cabrera. They couldn't keep him. Stanton. They got your boy Marcel Osuna. The best hitter last year. The lefty that was playing with the Brewers. What's his name?
There you go. What's his name?
I don't want to diss him because he's so nice. But
say his name, bro. Whatever. That guy. That's his name.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah,
that
the guy. Lefty. That the guy. Lefty, man. That guy. Yeah, but he was a beast too. You know what I'm saying? And they just can't keep him. I'm not going to front. They had a big setback when they lost Yelich. Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yelich. Yeah.
They all were out there, you know what I'm saying? And think about this. A big blow to them when they lost Jose Fernandez, the pitcher, you know, God bless his soul.
He was
big on a come up too. He was about to get paid and he was drawing a crowd, but his life was cut short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. The dude was real, bro. He was real.
You know what I mean? What the Marlins did the minute Jeter got there. He made that call to the Yankees, like, yo, let me sucker the Yankees into getting Stanton.
Ooh.
Boom. And Cashman said, sure, Jeter. No problem. I take it, buddy. I take him and this whole contract. And if you want, you could give me all the extra taxes. No problem.
So you think the Yankees are sucking into that? They sucking into that?
The Yankees were winning without Stanton. There was no need to get Stanton, my man. Y'all didn't need Stanton. He's a joke in the playoffs, bro.
Oh, wow.
He's just like he's one of those players that put up numbers. It's in the street, right? But when it gets down, my man, he's going to be always one of those guys that lead in strikeouts and always hurt because his body frame is just too big. I'm going to just see how – we'll call it how I see it, man. He can't stay on the field.
I dig, man.
And the thing was, Jeter flipped him right after he had that big MVP season where he hit like 50-something homers or some shit like that. See what I'm saying? That's how it goes. You know, that's the Yankees got, but it happens. You know,
but not
too many teams could afford them. You know what I mean? Who's gonna get?
Do me a favor.
What's up?
Explain to our listeners.
Yeah.
How did the Yankees get got?
Okay, the money I pay in Stanton, is he worth it?
Because I don't agree with you on that one. Because I don't have to say no more.
You understand what I'm saying?
But hold on.
You trying to fix the whole situation?
But I said,
that's your team. But I said hold on.
Yeah. I said hold on. Listen, us as Yankee fans,
yes,
a lot of people are like, yo, how Stan sucks. This and that. Blah 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 blah. Yo, this dude, his first year, had a monster season, bro.
What's a monster season? What was his numbers?
Now you're calling me out.
No. I'm trying to put you on the spot. But did he hit 50 homers? No.
No, but he hit like 35.
Did he hit
that's fine.
Over 300?
100 RBIs. No. Okay. I'm not expecting him to hit over 300. I'm not.
All right, but that's what we're paying him for, though.
We're not paying him to produce. No, we're not. Yeah, produce 35 home runs, 100 RBIs. That's producing, right or wrong.
Yeah,
I don't care if you
that's producing. That's producing. Those are good numbers across the board.
I don't care if you hit.
But he hasn't done that. He hasn't done that last year.
But I don't care if you hit. I don't care if you hit 245.
Yeah,
you hit 245, but because of who you are, you're playing right field. Now things have changed as far as position plays goes. You know what I mean? So you play left field, center field, right field, right?
Right.
Those things go. You're not back in the day. you were told to, you know, bat 270, hit 50 home runs, and have something RBIs, 70 RBIs. But your glove was more important than your bat.
Correct.
Now, nowadays, you could bat 245. You could bat 235. Your glove can suck. But if you hit me 35 home runs and you drive in 90-something RBIs, you got money. You got money on my list.
I got you.
Right or wrong? But right or wrong?
I think you're right.
And I'm sorry. But I'm sorry that the Mets don't have anybody like that. So I'm sorry. I apologize.
What you talking about? My boy Alonso is not a beast. Alonso's not a beast.
That's first base.
No, I'm saying, but is he a beast though?
Hell yeah, he is.
Okay, he's a beast. See what I'm saying? He batting. He did over 50 homers. He batted like 270 over 100. And that was his rookie year, son. And he won the home run derby, son. I think my man's ready. You hear me? I'm not saying he's the best player, but I think that's a good start to a career. You understand?
Listen. If Judge can stay healthy, it's a competition. Who's the king of New York? Him or Judge? That's a competition right now. That's a comp.
Yeah, those are the two faces. Those are the two faces. No question. And Judge is exactly a beast. Judge is a beast. I ain't trying to shade. He's been hurt lately, though.
But he can't stay healthy, man. That's my problem with him. Same thing. We signed dude to that big ass contract, and he's hurt too.
Facts.
I ain't see him. Yep. Talking about staying. I ain't see him.
I know, G.
I like him. He's a good dude, And the thing about Alonso, I like him too because he's a real dude. I like him. He's a good dude.
Humble.
He's a humble dude. That's what I'm saying. He's a humble dude. He comes from humble backgrounds. But now he's a first baseman. Yo, he's the next Mets captain. If the Mets ever had one. I'm not sure they've had one.
Facts.
Can you check that for me? We will find out for y'all listeners. We will find that out. Or if y'all know, let us know if the Mets ever had a captain. Because, in my opinion, it should be Alonso. Alonso is a face. Alonso is that chest out. He's that dude. He's that shoulders for the Mets. Because it ain't fucking Cano. I'm telling you like that. It ain't Cano. Because Cano was washed.
He's washed. Nah, he's young and coming. He's the next on the list, but you can't diss the Grom. The Grom is the jefe, you know what I mean?
See, but what happens is this, man. He's only listening to players who play every day. You know what I'm saying? So you got DeGrom. Yo, DeGrom is fantastic. He's fantastic. If I was a Mets fan, I would sign him until he's dead. You know what I mean? I would do that shit on the real. Straight up and down, quick. Boom. DeGrom, you're a Met forever. You're a Met forever. But on the flip side of things, he's only a five-day player. That's all he does is 5 days. Boom, 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 boom. But you want to put him at shortstop? Like you put him in college? You want to do that? Yeah, cool. You can do that. But at the same time, you can't do that. Because you got to watch his arm.
Yeah.
You got to watch his arm.
No doubt.
You dig what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this.
Nah.
Yeah, that's right here. Yeah. No, that's over there.
Yo, shit is live right now. You know, we on Quarantine Yo. Chronicles. Yo. You know, we in Basement Productions, so you already know it's a live wire out here.
That's what it is.
Your point is well taken, and you made a great point, man. I agree with everything you said, G. But the only difference is when you play for New York, if you're not playing the playoffs, the season don't really count. That's why the Mets players don't really get that much love, you know, because y'all Yankees, y'all rep, y'all always get it in there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all thing. our team, for some reason, we just don't begin. We don't get over the hump. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully this year, short season, maybe that's a bonus plus the DH. Maybe we got a shot. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's your best bet. That's the best bet as a Met fan right there. That's your best bet. It's a short season. Trying to get a DH in there. That's your best bet, man. So it's a problem, and it's fucked up. But it is what it is.
It's what it is.
And it's a horrible thing because, you know, your fucking GM, the fucking GM, what's his name?
Brody?
There you go, Brody.
There
you go,
Brody. Don't be mad because Brody could be a GQ model and your guy is, I'm not going to diss, Cashman's the man. Cashman's the man. When it comes to making deals,
there you go. There you go.
I was just trying to be funny. But, you know, it is what it is. I was just trying to be funny. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Brody's. We just got to make sure Brody's
get a buyer for our damn franchise. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody.
Yo, Brody's.
Yeah.
Your man's favorite word is collaborate. Yeah. Collaborate. What does that mean? Come on.
Yo,
What does that mean, bro?
You, bro. Trust me. I feel you. I understand.
We're
trying to get it right, you know what I'm saying? But I must say this. The draft was a good step. You know what I mean? I thought he had a good draft. We drafted with Fanid.
Okay.
And,
yeah,
you know,
right.
But it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm making no excuses. You know what I'm saying? My
y'all got a center fielder. Horrible. Got a draft.
Nah, y'all got a draft. That center fielder's a beast. Center
fielder. Yeah.
Yo, they called him. His nickname was the Magician. So,
yeah.
You know, hopefully that's.
Yo, bro.
I
and
see
his
him
mommy.
In the majors
yo,
at
bro.
3 years.
And his mommy is an actress, bro.
What?
Yeah. Little Big
League. Wow. Look at that.
She was a mother of the kid who became the owner of the Twins in Little Big League back in the day.
Now she's still, that's crazy. Yo.
Don't ask me her name because I don't fucking know it, but that's her name. I mean, she was
nah,
there.
That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough.
Next
that's,
podcast.
That's a nice little fun fact for the listeners. That was a nice one, G.
And next episode, I will give you her name. You know what I mean?
Yo, you know we got mad people behind the scenes pushing buttons. You know, we're taking this next level, B. So, I just want to say to the fans, y'all can follow us on IG, Twitter, Facebook, Bobby Talking Ish. I can request anything, man, you know, shout outs, freaking messages, questions, you know what I mean? If I think we crazy, whatever, you know, let's get this dialogue popping and we can continue to distribute.
Whatever you
want to
do.
Nothing, you know, we can distribute.
Whatever y'all want to do.
But fun and good entertainment for y'all, good entertainment, you know?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, you know what I mean? Because we're here for a reason. Hopefully, you know... You have a smile on your face. You know what I'm saying? Everyone got a smile on their face, man. That's what we want.
That's right.
From Bobby's own ish, man. Word. You know what I mean? So,
and put them on that if they want to listen to our podcast with music, edited, and handpicked by the God himself, Beto, you go through Anchor, the Anchor app. Yo, y'all got our podcasts with music. But if y'all want the acapella, you got Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cats,
yes,
all
yes.
That, you know? That's just how we moving, you know? Hopefully, you know, we provide y'all with some that, you know, y'all can always request a song, too. We can get the music game. Y'all involved with the music game, and y'all let us know what y'all want to listen to. We throw it on wax, and because that's how we do. We be playing vinyls out here, you hear me?
Because you know what I'm going to do right now? And by the way, the mother of Little Big League, her name is Ashley Crow.
Ooh. See, you didn't even have to wait for the next episode.
The guys behind the scene
are working. B's just, he probably went for a snack break real quick.
Yo, my man just hit me right now. He told me, yo, it's Ashley Crow. Ashley Crow, and she's fine. And she's fine,
ooh,
too. And she's fine, too.
Yo, see, that's what I'm saying, B. Not only we get the
you
players,
know what I mean? So that's what it is.
The MILFs. Continue on.
Yo.
Continue on, son. We having a good year this year, you heard? Hopefully he'll be in the majors within 3 years, because let's keep it real. He's young. He got to mature. He's still got a baby body. Let the kid grow. But I heard a lot of good things from him. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, it's a blessing, you know, because I'm not going to front. We got a lot of young players, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple of veterans, you know, but that's the mixture you got to have. You can't just have all young, but, you know, let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to ask you a question because I was thinking, boom.
All right, shoot. Go ahead. Shoot. How come
the reason I think NFL's looking nice right now is because their season starts later down the road. So, you know, they did their draft. They draft looking amazing. They had the most views ever. You know what I'm saying? So now they pushing buttons, and that's why they looking official. NBA, they having a little problem right now because now they got two groups. You got Kyrie Irving, his camp don't want nobody to go. He's thinking it's suspect out there with the Orlando bubble. The COVID-19 is on the rise in Florida, so he thinks it's a bad idea. LeBron, King James already said he's ready to go. So, you know, the NBA is going to go off. Do you think it's a good idea for them to play 8 games, or they should just play a few scrimmages and start the playoffs right away?
That's a good question, man. That's a good one.
Why waste time? Play these games, even though they go by the schedule, but you could play a few games. But I don't know. What do you think? You think they should just go right to the playoffs?
I mean, listen, man. Yo, Kyrie said, Kyrie was appointed as one of the top people from the Players Association. You know what I mean? So he was pointing out, he's like, yo, I don't want to play. Don't go to the bubble.
Wow.
But he ain't going. But he ain't going either. He ain't going. He's hurt. Carmelo Anthony said, yo, as a team, we ready to go. But at the same time, he was like, nah, man, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I want to go. So, I mean.
See, but once a player start talking on some safety reasons, you got to respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, they got families. And think about it.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't. Why NBA didn't go to Las Vegas and do this? Why they going to Orlando? Orlando is a hot spot.
It's a
you
bubble.
Know what I mean? It's a hot spot for that. Would you agree?
Now it
or
is.
Or you don't think Las
now
Vegas would have been better under the radar? Or you don't think they had enough?
Listen,
they didn't have probably
you
enough.
Go to the hot zone. Go where it's hot. Go to Arizona. Go to Las Vegas where it's dry.
Yeah.
You go and play. You can play outside. Yo, I want to see outside basketball.
Basically, that's...
Call me crazy like we did in the courts back in the day.
Yeah, that's official.
I want to see outside. That'd be wild money, bro. That'd be crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, people going outside.
Or like Rucker Park, lit like that.
Yeah, for real. On Dykeman Street, too, in the projects, bro. Yo, Dykeman Projects was good, baby. Was good, Dykeman Projects.
Yeah.
That's what's good. You know what I'm saying? And Rucker Park, too.
Rucker Park was good, baby.
What's going on?
There's a lot of history out there.
West 4th Street. Yo, West 4th Street.
A lot of history out there. Salute. Respect. You heard?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We do all that shit, man. Yo, have them outside. Have all the players outside. All right? You want to talk about, no fans. But have the fans outside the cage.
Ooh.
And have the players playing ball, bro. If you want to put, you want to talk about shit, close contact. But my thing is this, all right? You want to pop it off? Have 3-on-3 or 5-on. 5-on-5 is natural basketball, right?
Yes.
But have 3-on-3, maybe.
What you think?
You have everything good.
The 3-on-3. Still do the team, but I think it gives an avenue for people to go. To have people at the games, but the thing is, playing with no fans is going to be the way to go, bro. The problem is, Orlando, out of all the places, they picked Orlando. That's suspect, you know?
But that's what I'm saying, man. Yo, bring it back to New York, bro. Bring it back to the Mecca. Bring it back to the Mecca. You know what I mean? New York is the Mecca. They want to say Chicago is. Chicago ain't the Mecca. And for my Chicago listeners, y'all listening to Bobby talking-ish, but New York is the Mecca. You got to understand that shit. Understand that. Understand that. Basketball, y'all, street game is real. In Chicago, street game is real. Derek Rose, shout out Derek Rose. All that stuff, man. You know what I mean? Isaiah Thomas, all that. You know what I mean? But, yo, on the real,
nah, yo,
New York,
nah,
yo,
nah,
New York, New York is where it belongs, bro. Bring it back, bro. Yo, bring back street games. What happened? Why can't we do that? Why can't they do street games? You tell me. True. Tell me something.
Nah, but, you know, I want to give mad love to Chicago, though, man. A lot of superstars came out of there. Like, I think Jordan came out of there. And that's
Jordan is from Brooklyn.
Ooh.
Michael Jordan was born in Brooklyn, moved to North Carolina, went to North Carolina, and played ball for them. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did. He played ball for them and made the world a difference that it is because Michael Jordan changed everything. Changed everything. But if you'd have hit me in the first place, Michael Jordan was born in Brooklyn. Born in Brooklyn. Lived here for like 6 years, I think it was, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then moved down south, went to North Carolina, did his thing, and became who he is. Now, Jordan coincides with America. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Coincides with that. Yep. You know, America is Jordan. And this dude is, oh my God.
He put Chicago on the map.
No, he put America on the map.
True.
You know what I'm saying? He put America on the map, bro. He put everything on the map. He put us on the map. Me and you, kids in the street. Me and you, kids in the street growing up. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That Gatorade commercial back in the day. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Mike. Yeah, drinking Gatorade. You remember that shit?
Yeah, that shit was a classic with Spike Lee.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm dunking on milk crates, when I'm playing basketball on milk crates, I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Mike, you know what I'm saying? And it was wild, man, because, you know, we come from the hood, bro. That's where we come from. You know what I mean? So we dunking on milk crates. We doing this kind of thing. And we are going up to Michael Jordan.
That's a fish.
You know what I'm saying,
back
right?
Right now. Yeah, you throwing saying. It back right now. You throwing
yeah,
it back
to bro.
Milk crates.
Yo, because you know
talk
why?
About the Skelzy games back
ooh.
In the day.
Yo, I got the wax in the bottle caps right now. I got the wax in the bottle caps right now, bro.
And you know you can't hit the lines. You have to stay away from the lines, kid.
That's what it is, bro. That's what it is.
Well, so, yo, boom. So, the NFL, boom. You think the NFL ain't going to have no hiccups with this COVID
nah,
shit?
Nah, the NFL's going to be good, I think. They got mad time. They got mad times, so they good. They're good. They got money. You know? So, I mean, NFL is probably in the best spot out of all the major sports. You know what I'm saying? So they go money.
They're gonna see the blueprint how all these other entities lay it out, and they're gonna probably
take from everybody and do it better. No. NFL is laying the blueprint,
but they don't even play yet. It's my point.
It don't matter. You know NFL is laying the blueprint, man. NFL is saying, yo. Training camp is coming down right now. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say something else too. And I'm going to just go kind of off topic, but not stay on topic too at the same time.
We you know how we do. Saquon, we talk everything.
Yo, Saquon Barkley, 2,000 yards this year.
Wow.
Facts. Believe that shit. I'm telling you.
That's combined, though. Combined with receiving
No.
That's rushing.
Yes.
That's just rushing.
Yes. Wow. I'm telling you right now.
What makes you feel that's going to happen with our O-line?
The O-line?
We upgraded it. We upgraded it, but
it's rebuilt, and the O-line is official now. Your man Thomas that we drafted, plug him in. Right tackle, and that's it. We got money. Because the interior line, leave our shoulder leave Solder right there, left tackle.
Man, Solder put his ass on the bench.
Even though, no, listen to me. Even though he gave up a league high 11 sacks last year, which is alarming. That's alarming, by the way. But he's got a competition now because Thomas is there to take his job. You hear what I'm saying, right? So Tom,
yeah, but they're gonna take it easy with Thomas though. They don't want to throw him to the wolves like that. That is that number one pick.
Yeah. He's plug and play, man. He's plug and play. I'm telling you right now, plug and play. That's the man right there.
Now he's a beast. He's a beast. His numbers is crazy.
Hey, Buzz, man. Let's introduce
Bobby talking.
There you go. So let's introduce others to our new segment of our podcast, which is Story of the Night.
Ooh, this is going to be wild.
Okay, so you're ready for this one, right? Ready for this one.
Let's go.
So our listeners, on our podcast, moving forward, we will be doing a new segment, which is called Story of the Night. And that might change moving forward. But I found I don't know if it's funny or if it's weird, whatever it is. Okay, but I found a crazy-ass story, man. So I'm going to put it out there to our listeners. So there was a dude in India, right? In India. Guy, 31 years old. I ain't going to say his name. Because he's embarrassed for what happened to himself.
Nah, we got mad love with India heads, you heard?
Yo, India. Shout. India.
Love.
Bop, 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 bop. That's what's up. So I ain't going to say his name. But for some reason, 31 years old, decided to put a iPhone charger, how can I say this? Should I say it-ish?
Yeah.
He put an iPhone charger into his dick.
You could have said genitals.
Yeah, you see? That's why I asked you.
But I hear your story. How the...
He put it into his pee-pee.
Wow.
He put it into his pee-pee. All right? So, I shoot your pee-pee off, man. So,
sorry for the disturbing graphic or the scene or the image.
Yeah, whatever, man.
This must have been for sexual gratification, right? What was the funny shit when he got to the hospital, though?
He went to the hospital, and the doctor, the surgeon, was like, okay, tell me what happened. What's going on with you? Like, why are you here? And he was like, yeah, I ingested that... The charger. So, meaning he ate it by accident, he said. I ate it by accident.
I'm not going to front.
So, the surgeon was like...
I probably would have said the same shit. Word, you got to say you ate it, son. That shit was mixed with spaghetti or some shit, yeah?
Bro, I'm going to say it like this, man. If I got to send him my pee-pee, man, I'm telling the truth.
That is crazy, I'm telling the truth, man. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so... He could have avoided all the surgery, but chose not to and chose to lie about how he got that shit into his bladder because he put it into his pee-pee and it was in his bladder. Oh. So after x-rays, all that stuff, you know what I mean? They saw where it was. So they opened him up, and they removed it via surgery.
Wow.
Where it could have been not that difficult.
So what do you think? You think they threw that charger out or they plugged their phone right away in that shit?
Nah, they charged their phone to his pee-pee.
Yo, that's funny, son.
The world is crazy, bro. The world is crazy, man. The world is crazy.
He had to be on drugs, bro. Because there's no way you do something like that on a sober head.
But apparently, and at the first time that this guy hasn't done this.
Oh.
guy.
He got a reputation for doing this shit. That's crazy.
Because he wants he's looking for sexual stimulation. That's why he's doing this. So this guy is, you know, again, shout out to India.
But he living on 2155. If he's getting aroused with a fucking charger, bro, he fucking crazy.
No.
Nah, yo,
nah, he's bugging. Wow. You know, so again, for the listeners out there, every week, Bobby Talking Ish will have a funny, weird, crazy story for you guys, man, to have you something to think about besides our sports talk. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we do this. That's why we do it. Just so you guys can laugh a little bit, maybe smile. Do some, because we want you guys to have smiles on your faces, man. That's why we're here, because we love everybody, man. We are the UN.
Word, we the United Nations, man. No doubt.
Word up, man. So listen. Hey, cuz. Tell him again.
Bobby Talking Ish.
So I think that might wrap up the podcast right there. All right?
I'm with it, baby. I'm with it. Yeah. You heard?
Yeah. So we want to thank again everybody. We love everyone. All right? We thank y'all for listening.
Word.
Thank y'all for listening, man.
Peace and blessings to all.
Go ahead.
Nah, I just want to say peace and blessings to all and be safe out there. You heard?
Yeah, man. We hope y'all had a good time. Hope y'all laughed with us. Hope y'all smiled. Hope y'all have a good sleep. Wake up in the morning feeling blessed, because we all are blessed, man.
Word.
We are human beings and we love everyone, man. So listen, once again, Bobby Talking Ish. Catch us on IG, on Facebook, on Twitter. And if you want to drop a comment, go ahead and do so. We want that. Tell us some music y'all want to hear, because if y'all want to hear music, there is music coming down. Believe me, there is music.
Serious catalog.
Yo, it goes for days. It goes for days. It goes for years. It goes forever. All right? So do me a favor. Check us out on anchor.fm, Bobby Talking Ish. All right? So let's go, man. All right? So listen. Tune in once again next week. We're going to do it again. Peace and love. My cuz.
Love is love, G.
Love is love, bro. Love is love. Peace out.
One.